How does the Torah begin? Bereishis bara Elohim eis hashamayim veis haaretz. Says Rashi, how should have the Torah began? The Torah should have began with the first mitzvah that was given to Bnei Yisrael. That's what Rashi says in the first Rashi in the Torah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok lehoye tzorach lahaskalas haTorah ela mehachodesh hazeh lochem shehi mitzvah rishonish nitzavu bnei bo Yisrael. The first mitzvah, which was given in this week's parasha, namely the din of Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, that is how the Torah should have commenced. Why? Simply, we understand, because if the Torah is safer to give law, to give rules, to tell us what to do, so you start with the first mitzvah, and the first mitzvah was the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, which itself needs explanation. Why is the first mitzvah that Hashem was going to give Bnei Yisrael, why should it be? The first mitzvah is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, that Nisan marks the first month, and you start counting months, and you have to now set the Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin has to see the new moon, proclaim it to be Rosh Chodesh. The Edom come and tell Bezdin they saw the new moon, and it becomes Rosh Chodesh. Why is that the first mitzvah? And then Rashi says that really the Torah should have started with this first mitzvah. Why not? Because Hashem knew that there will be throughout history those nations, those people who will claim rights to Eretz Yisrael, and it hasn't stopped since. And therefore Hashem said, Bereishis bara, I created the world and I see fit who I should put there. At times I give it to the other Umayyads, at times I give it to Bnei Yisrael. It's my decision who gets it. Fine. But Rashi tells us that really the Torah should have started with the first mitzvah, which is Achirish, which means if you look at it that way, the Torah would have started. Hashem told Moshe, HaChodesh Hazeh, tell Bnei Yisrael, HaChodesh Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. So why is that the first mitzvah? And it was so significant that the Torah should have began with HaChodesh Alechem. So let's look at this mitzvah in Parshas Bei, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim leimar. Hashem told Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Yisrael to say to Bnei Yisrael, HaChodesh Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. If we ask ourselves, anybody know where Bnei Yisrael were at the time? Where was Bnei Yisrael at this time? Did they leave Egypt yet?
Not yet.
No. Not yet.
Partially in Goshen, partially I don't know where.
They didn't leave Egypt yet?
No, they're still
in. How long have they been in Mitzrayim?
210 years
on record, right? So they've been there 210 years. We've learned since Parshas Shemais, since they came down. Shemais, Vay, Rabbi, we haven't seen that. We've been learning it. They didn't leave yet. So why does the Torah have to say, Hashem says to Moshe, in Eretz Mitzrayim, Lema? Well, where else did he say it? That's where they've been. Why does the Torah have to tell us that Hashem told it to him in Eretz Mitzrayim? And therefore, for all time, we read the Torah, Hashem said to Moshe, in Eretz Mitzrayim. Of course, in Eretz Mitzrayim. Where else? They didn't leave yet. They weren't in the desert, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Eretz Mitzrayim. So where else would he have told them about this mitzvah? Why does the Torah say he told them in Eretz Mitzrayim? What did he tell them? He said, HaChodesh Zeh Lochem. This now month is for you. Rishon Hu Lochem. It's for you.
It was like a precursor for the redemption? It couldn't have been that he would give that mitzvah and then redemption comes 10 years later.
Why not?
Because the Rosh Chodesh, the whole concept of renewal and the kapara to the Israel.
True, but I could have thought of a lot of other mitzvahs that would have been sort of as a prelude, as a precursor to redemption. A lot of other mitzvahs that would have been given to them. Like many of the mitzvahs which are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we have now, Pesach and Sukkot and Shabbos and Tzitzis and Tefillin, all of these mitzvahs which are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we have now, so there he was going to give them one, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. And I said, in Eretz Mitzrayim, that's when I give you this mitzvah. What's the pshat? What is the pshat in this mitzvah? And that this should have been the first mitzvah, this should have been the first pasuk in the Torah. You should have opened up the Torah, every Jewish child learning Torah for the first time would have started off, Hashem said to Moshe in Mitzrayim, HaChodesh is Alachem. That's how we have to look at it. Rashi tells us, no, there was a different reason which should have trumped that, and that had to start with Bereishis, and therefore it had to go with a sefer and a quarter, just to tell us the history first, before we got to the first mitzvah. But essentially, the first mitzvah should have been the way you start off the Torah. What's the pshat? So this idea comes based on the Sforno. The concept of Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month, a month which represents a time, which signifies these times, which you, B'nai Yisrael, will set the time. Bezdin will proclaim this to be Rosh Chodesh, and then there will be a month's time, and then you'll renew it again, another Rosh Chodesh. And certainly, like the Baruch is pointing out, that Klal Yisrael has to know that every month they could renew themselves. They could be fresh again, like the moon. That's the koyach that B'nai Yisrael were given. As opposed to in the Mitzrayim, that it was just one long galus without a stop. But it was more than that. One of the purposes of going through Mitzrayim was that we had to know what it meant to be avadim. We had to know what it meant to be a slave. What does it mean to be a slave? What it means is that you have no say of your own. Pari tells you when to sleep, Pari tells you when to eat, tells you when to work, tells you when to relax, tells you when you're on, when you're off. You have no say of your own. That's what an Eved was. And for 210 years, for generations, they had this mindset. And this is what they were taught. They were taught how to be an Eved. B'nai Yisrael were taught how you are a slave. How you're a slave to somebody else. Someone else tells you what to do, and then you just do it. They had no say of them of their own. They had no time for themselves. They had no decision power in how they should spend their time. Now, for the first time, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. For now, the first time, you're going to be able to determine time. You'll determine it's now Rosh Chodesh, and it's now going to be a new month, and you'll work on this month on whatever avodah you want to work on. Now, time will be yours. The truth is, it's not entirely ours, because we have a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Ki avodai heim asher etzesi ois ameret Mitzrayim. It's true. We were once upon a time avodim of Pare. And now Hashem says you're going to be from Avde Pare to Avde Hashem. Hashem says, I wanted you to see what it meant to be an Eved. That an Eved sleeps, and then when he wakes up, oh, what does the master want? And he eats, and he says, how long does the master give me to eat? And how does that master want me to eat? And then I go back to work. And that is exactly how we're supposed to do it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we decide to do that. It's yours, says this phone. It's yours. You are now the masters of your own time to now use that time for another master, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're now Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea is so important and so paramount to Klal Yisrael. Hashem says this has to be the first mitzvah given to B'nai Yisrael. The first mitzvah is that all of these years of Mitzrayim of being Avadim, having no time for themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be given a mitzvah which represents time. And now you're the masters of your own time to use it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's so important that he says, this would have been the first mitzvah of the Torah. This is how the Torah really should have started. Every boy and girl learning Torah for the first time, every adult learning Torah for the first time, would open up and say, Hashem said, we give you a mitzvah. The first time you were a nation in coming out of Mitzrayim, you know what the first mitzvah is? Time is yours to now decide how you're going to utilize time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That indeed is a very appropriate how the Torah should have opened up. Where did Hashem tell us this mitzvah? Vayomer Hashem Meshvah Be'eretz Mitzrayim. You know where I want you to tell it? I want you to tell them while they're still in Mitzrayim. They didn't go out yet. They don't have the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh yet. They're not going out for another 4 days till Pesach. They're not going out yet. But in Mitzrayim, I want you to tell them this. Why? Because they have to take Mitzrayim with them. They have to remind themselves constantly that what they were in Mitzrayim, and now with the first mitzvah of HaChodesh Lachem, they'll remember this mitzvah which we didn't have in Mitzrayim, that we didn't have time in Mitzrayim, now they'll take that out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to give one other idea from the Chassam Sefer, which really ties into this, very closely related to this idea. Very interesting. when the Bnei Yisrael finally were going out, later in the parasha, this is in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hey, says they're going out and they have their bags over their shoulders and the dough is baking, the matzah was baking. Uvnei Yisrael also kedvar Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael, they carried out as the dvar Moshe, the word of Moshe. Vayishalu miMitzrayim, they requested from the Egyptians klei chesef uklei zahav usmalois. They asked them for silver vessels, gold vessels, usmalois, and their garments. Now Hashem never told them to ask for garments. Let's go back to earlier in the parasha. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem says, "Oy nega echad avi al paro al Mitzrayim." I have one more plague to give, send Paro. That's Makis Becheres. Acharei kein then Yishalach Eschem. He said, "Then he will send you out." Pasuk Beis. Dar ber no boz neha. Oh, please speak to Bnei Yisrael. V'yishalu ish meisrei uvisha meisrei usa. Kalechesef ukalezahav. Hashem never told them to get garments from Bnei Yisrael. If you think about it, it's bizarre. One of the three things that made Klal Yisrael stand out in Mitzrayim was what? Shaloshinu es lashonim, shaloshinu shemam, lashonim abusham. So they didn't change their language, their name, and their clothing. Now they're going to Mitzrayim. Shh, let's go get the Egyptian clothing. What's up with that? That's what made, it's like going to Mitzrayim, let's name, let's take Egyptians' names now. And Hashem never told them to take the clothing. Hashem said, take Kalechesvachesav. Because he promised Avraham Avinu, they'll go Achra Ken Yetzim Ruchush Godol, they'll go out with great wealth. So you have to get the Kesev and the Zav. But the garments. And Rashi says a very strange statement on that Pasuk. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Rashi says, Usmalois, they took out riches and they took out the garments. Af hein hayu chashuvos lahem min hakesef umin hazav. They were even more special than the gold and the silver. And therefore it says at last, it's like bringing the gold, the silver, and the clothing. That's more special than... First of all, Hashem never told them to take it. Second of all, why would they want to wear Egyptian clothing if they're just getting out of Egypt? What's going on over here? Says the Chassam Sefer, beautiful. It says it like this. We have to appreciate, when Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim now, they had no mitzvahs yet. They're giving one mitzvah now. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. That was the overarching mitzvah, which we, as we explained, the Torah would have began with that mitzvah. That's the overarching mitzvah that now we Avdei Pare to Avdei Hashem. But they had no concrete mitzvah to remind themselves constantly. They didn't have Pesach, they didn't have Shabbos, they didn't have Tefillin, they didn't have Tzitzit, they didn't have Mezuzah. They had no mitzvah. They were going to get that at Matan Torah in 3 months' time. But at this point, they had nothing. What they needed something to hold on to Mitzrayim. They needed something to remind themselves always that they were avodim, they were slaves for 210 years. They always had to listen to a master, and they learned how to do that well. And now we could use that for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But they had nothing tangible to do that. They didn't have tefillin, they didn't have tzitzis. So what should they do? So Hashem says, "I want you to take riches. I want you to take wealth out with you." But they were going to do kidvar Moshe. And they said, "We're going to take something else. We're going to take clothing to remind us that we were a Mitzrayim. We're going to dress as the Mitzrayim. So every time we look at ourselves, Mitzrayim. Well, let's remember what it meant to be an Eved of Mitzrayim. And let's remember now that was changed to be an Eved of Pari. Mashal Amad Avedemus, like a Jew who was in the concentration camps, Le'olenu, and he was saved miraculously through the years there. He comes out and the anniversary of his liberation, he changes his clothing, he puts on his prison clothing to remind himself of all the nisim that Hashem did. That's what Bnei Yisrael wanted to do. They took the clothing, af heinoy chashuvas, for them it was even more important, it was more special than the wealth which Hashem commanded them to take, the clothing that would remind them constantly. Where did they learn this concept? Kidvar Moshe, says Chassam Sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu was saved miraculously in Mitzrayim. After he killed the Mitzri, and he was sent to the executioner. And the executioner slapped down his sword, and what happened? an ace occurred and his neck turned to marble and he was allowed to run away. And he runs away. And where does he end up? The next time we meet up by Shrabenu, he's by the Be'er, by the well, with the seven daughters of Yisrael. And he saves them from those who harass him. He gives them to drink. They come home. And Yisrael says, why are you home so early? And he says, they say, well, Ish Mitzri hitzilonu miyad haroyim. This Egyptian guy, he said, says the Medrash, Ish Mitzri, why did they think he was a Mitzri? Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu with a long white beard, huh? Black hat. Black hat, yeah. What's Ish Mitzri? Says the Medrash, he was dressed like a Mitzri. So they said, Ish Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu is dressed, what is he dressed like a Mitzri? Says the Chassam Sofer, because he was just saved from Mitzrayim. He wanted to remember that miracle. So how was he going to do that? So he wore Egyptian clothing. This will always remind me of where this Nais happened. Hashem said, just take Klei Chesed L'Zav. But they wanted to hold on to something that they could remember Mitzrayim. So they asked also for Smolos, they asked for the garments, like Moshe Rabbeinu had did once upon a time. Because for them, what did they have? All they had was Achodesh Zelachem. And they said, if Hashem wants us in Mitzrayim, to know that we already have the mitzvah Chodesh Zelachem, and this mitzvah is going to be so important, the time now is going to be ours to dedicate to Hashem, to realize that we're always going to be Avdei Pare, but they wanted to put something concrete before they had all the mitzvahs that now we were given of Shabbos and Tefillin and Mezuzah and Tzitzis and Pesach and Sukkis. So they asked for the Smolos to be a constant reminder to hold on to Mitzrayim, to remember this one mitzvah they were giving in Mitzrayim, the Eretz Mitzrayim of Achodesh Zelachem. I couldn't Shabbos.